My Music. A panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shryan. Your chairman, Steve Race.
Once again, we set off on the great adventure of My Music with those intrepid explorers into the musical unknown, John Amis and Frank Muir, versus Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. And with us on the trip, I'm happy to say, our scorer, Leonie Lawson. This theatre, the Westminster in London, has been the home of much great drama over the years, but we start with opera. John, here's a dramatic moment from Verdi's Otello. John, at the premiere of Otello in 1887, Verdi reprimanded a second cellist for playing too quietly in a passage that was incidentally marked pianissimo. Who was the offending cellist?
Well, I should guess he was a little Tuscan. A Toscanini.
Yeah, yes, that's right. He was, yes. Nice thought, isn't it? The part of the music part is marked as quietly as possible, and he's playing very quietly, and Verdi said, "Louder, louder, you fool, louder." It was Toscanini, who later, of course, became a great conductor himself.
Spike Toscanini.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Frank, here's Julian Bream with some delicious lute music. Dowland's My Lord Chamberlain, His Galliard. That piece was written, Frank, to be played on one lute by two people. How would they manage that?
Well, clearly, the mathematical alternatives are for one to do the fingering and one to do the plucking,
yes,
or to split the strings in two and to play a certain amount, number of strings each in a kind of friendly embrace.
Hmm.
But a lute has a lot of... Well, some lutes have a lot of strings.
Yes.
Theorbo, one could play the bass.
Yes, they've got a lot of... They call them courses, don't they, John?
Courses.
On lutes and things like that.
Yes.
Yes, I mean, John graphically put his arms around you, and it wasn't just a spontaneous bit of affection. He had the impression that you put your
How
arms
do you know?
Around the...
I know.
I think that would do nicely as a way for two people to play one lute.
Why of course, not? In those days, before nylon... and artificial strings. The strings used to go, and if you had about 13 or 14 strings on these lutes, they used to reckon. Julian Bream always says, well, you know, when he breaks a string and has to retune. Of course, in the old days, you know, they used to reckon it cost as much to keep a lute as a horse. Which is probably why lutes went out even before horses.
The other thing was the...
I can't think that he's still on good terms with you, yeah, the way you do those actions.
No, he isn't. Last time I met him, he says, "Johnny, I don't talk like that anymore, do I?"
The other thing that seems to ring a chord of memory is that lutenists used to take the lutes to bed with them. But it was a question of... because they're fragile, aren't they?
I don't think I want to hear the next bit.
To keep them warm. And,
oh, yes.
Yeah. Is there any aspect of the lute that we haven't touched?
I don't think so. So, let me turn...
Joe Orton's play.
So let me turn to Ian for some wind music. Ian, a sea shanty, but which one? Which sea shanty?
Oh, isn't that lovely? That's, and Johnny come down from Hilo,
yes.
Poor old man.
Or even Johnny come down to Hilo, I think.
Was it? Oh, too, is it?
It comes from Malcolm
and
Arnold's...
The return ticket.
Malcolm Arnold's Three Shanties for Wind Quintet. Ian, where, for your other half, Mark, where is Hilo?
That's not a musical question. That's geography, and I was always very bad at geography.
Yeah. Very good. Half a mark for evasion, that's right. Full mark for the man. Yes, it's in Hawaii, near a very large volcano,
oh, is it?
I'm told.
Oh.
Yes. Again, it's while we're on our travels, over to Bermuda.
Bermuda Triangle, it's my woman disappear. Bermuda Triangle, don't go too near.
Who's the singer?
Well, that's the much maligned Manilow.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I like him, actually. Yeah. And, he's no Demis Roussos, of course, but...
fortunately. Good arranger, plays the piano, personable young man, good singer. Anyway, now for a round of questions about mice. So anyone of a nervous disposition might like to think about something else for a few minutes. John, the voice coming up of Ian Hooker. He's singing about his personal mouse.
What who's smart question are you going to ask me?
Whose music I'm asking you? That's his most smart question.
Benjamin Britten.
Yes, that's right. And it comes from?
It's Rejoice in the Lamb, and the words are by Christopher Smart.
Yes. So, Frank, your question, how mad, in your view, and perhaps in someone else's view as well, was the poet who wrote those words?
Christopher Smart?
Yes.
18th century?
Yes, that's right.
Friend of Samuel Johnson's?
Yes. Who thought?
Well, he was in what they then called the madhouse twice, so there were grounds for suspicion that there was something a bit balmy about him. Mm. But Johnson defended him, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Because he said that he was accused of two things. One was always, every hour of the day, praying and requiring those with him to pray. And Johnson said, well, what about that? I'd soon pray with Kit Smart as anybody else. And the other thing was that he didn't bother about clean shirts. And Johnson said he has no liking for clean linen, and I have no passion for it.
Exactly.
So Johnson didn't think he was mad.
No, Christopher Smart, exactly.
He probably was, because he wrote Song of Adam on the cell door with a key.
Well.
And if he had the key, he should have opened the door. So.
Anyway, he wrote the words, the lovely poem, Rejoice in the Lamb. Ian, title, please, and composer of this.
Oh, that's a bit sneaky.
It's right out of the middle.
Mm. That's a bit sneaky because that's not the it's not the well-known bit, is it? But this is the best-known piece of music by Mr. Ducas, or Monsieur Ducas.
Yes.
The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Yes, exactly. Dennis, who made a film of that in 1940, and when was the star born?
Well, Disney made a film which included that.
Yes, that's right.
And the star of that particular bit was Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
Now,
if when was he born? I said it was a round of questions about mice.
Now, if... Say when he was born. I don't know what you mean. I think the first cartoon was, wasn't that called Steamboat Mickey?
I don't know. I was for it down here.
It was either I never got at dates. It was around about 1928, 29, I would
1928,
say. 1928. Yeah, I think he existed before
that. Yes. Absolutely right. Yes, Walt Disney in Fantasia, Mickey Mouse was the star. Lines from songs, or maybe just a couple of words even. John, they've taken all his buttons off.
A ballad or...?
Yes, very much a ballad, yes.
It's what they did in prison, isn't it?
Yes, they did, yes. Chap was even more unfortunate than that. Do you know the answer to this, Ian? They've taken all his buttons off.
It's and all his they're hanging Danny Deever.
Danny Deever, yes. So, John, redeem your mark. Tell me the writer of the poem, Danny Deever.
Diva in the operatic sense.
No.
Yes.
I really... would Jenny you like LaRue, to have half a mark, Ian? Would you like him to have half?
It's an American.
No, it's
miles away. No.
It's Kipling.
Kipling. Right? You have your half mark. Yes, Rudyard Kipling's Danny Deaver. Frank, from a song, as I said, Z.O.
American.
Yes.
Yes. Why do they call it Z? They don't, in fact, do they?
Well, they do in this song.
They do,
yes.
It's...
Yeah, you got it.
It's kazoo, must be. K-A-L-A-M-A-M, Zoo's got a girl.
Yes, Kalamazoo, that's right. K-A-L-A-M-A-Z-O, what a gal. Kalamazoo. Ian, we.
It sounds like chamber music.
I can remember a time when a chap would have got applause for that.
Is that and this little piggy went all the way home.
It comes from this little piggy. Yes, that's right.
Isn't it also come in Dolores, isn't it? I Dolores.
I don't know. Not wee, I don't think. No.
Wee, I love you very much.
Things are getting out of hand as usual. Dennis, a quotation from a song again. A charcoal burner.
You made my heart. You keep your Grables and your Turner. She made my heart a charcoal burner. Frank likes singing this, actually. Yes.
It was on the wireless and Benny Green's program. Nothing will ever replace Nancy with the stupid face.
Nothing.
It was written by Frank Sinatra. The lyric was the libretto.
No, by Phil Silver.
No.
Phil Silver.
Yes. That's
right. Well, I switched off, actually, because the whole point was who wrote this. Yes. Frank Sinatra wrote it. Switched it off.
Yes, Phil Silver.
Yes, hence my next question. What's the connection with Bilko? Phil Silver. Part writer of the words, yes. Right. Take a succession of semitones. They're the opening notes of Mozart's Figaro overture. Put the same starting notes up one notch and you get, John, which is what, please?
Liszt.
Yes.
Liszt. Piano Concerto in E flat. Yes.
Excuse me.
Right.
I was typing to that this morning
on Radio
3. Good Lord.
Gosh, there again. Frank, the same six starting notes begin a tune which you might remember.
Oh dear. Never. Eight happy years. Yeah. I was associated.
You were.
It's called a very odd thing. It's Nutcracker Suite.
Yes.
It's called the Dance of the Reed Pipes.
Yes, that'll do nicely. There are other slightly different. Don't do it.
Everyone's a.
Ian, your turn. So familiar will this snatch of tune be that in addition to the title, can you let me have, please, the date of the first performance?
To let the punishment fit the crime, the punishment fit the crime.
Yes.
And make each prisoner... And then one has that terrible... It's an awfully dangerous song for anybody playing the part of the Mikado to sing, because tradition demands that before you repeat that chorus, you will do this extraordinary thing where you go... And then you have to go on singing, and you always have your fingers crossed that you won't go and bring the whole thing to a juddering halt.
Never thought of that.
Date of first performance.
Yes, for the Mikado's song, yes.
I should have said about 1882.
1885, near enough. Very good.
What's interesting about that lyric is he said, let each prisoner paint unwillingly represent a source of innocent merriment. And then follows, in very W.S. Gilbert style, a whole list of the most sadistic small punishments.
Really sadistic.
Yeah.
1885.
Innocent merriment.
Dennis, the same starting notes, but for you a different sort of question. The song is Maybe It's Because I'm a Londoner. I'm going to play the tune to you very deliberately, and you tell me when I play a wrong note. Listen carefully.
I tell you.
Yeah, you tell me.
Makes a change?
Yes.
That's it.
Which one?
That I Love London So, that one.
No, it's not. It's the one before. He wrote... That's in the song copy. Everybody gets it wrong. And I always got it wrong,
maybe,
too.
Maybe he got it wrong and you got it right. Yeah.
And it was my dear old friend Benny Lee who wrote to me and said, you're getting it wrong, too. It's done. But I love London so. Let's press on. John, a song from a musical. Just how musical, you can judge for yourself. John, was that from Fanny, Danny, Annie, Manny, or Tristan and Isolde?
Annie.
Annie, you think? Yes, that's right. Aileen Quinn in the film version. Frank, here's another song from Annie. Who's the singer?
Little girls, everywhere I turn, I can see them. Little girls, night and day, I eat, sleep and breathe them.
You know her?
No, it's an American lady.
Yes.
A little wobbly, but effective.
Yes, very good. Very good comic actress.
Not Jenny,
do you want to give him half a mark?
Carol Burnett. Yes, Carol does know him.
Carol Burnett, it was. Yes, Carol Burnett. Dennis has given you half a mark. Ian, who was her co-star here?
Sign.
I make a very dry martini.
Right here.
I make a very wet souffle.
Just your name.
Don't be so mean. You mean old meanie?
Come, my dear.
Let's you and me make. Why shouldn't we make hay?
I have an appointment at 1.
You know him?
I am reliably informed that is Albert Finney.
Yes,
it's
Albert.
The film version.
In the film directed by John Huston, that's right. Dennis, this is very much your round, so here's your question. Another song from Annie.
Is it street? Annie is the key.
Yes, sir.
Bit of a shout up. Easy Street. But Dennis, there's another 1941 song called Easy Street, and a far better song, I think it is. How's it go?
I don't remember it. It doesn't ring a bell.
Can I show you?
Easy Street.
I want to live on Easy Street.
Oh,
you don't know.
Easy
Street. Is that funny? He knew everybody's question but his own in that round. Wagner begins and Kern ends the piano medley this week. As always, 4 titles for John and Frank, 4 titles for Ian and Dennis. Very quick first one.
Tristan and Isolde.
Yes, the prelude, the first bar or so of the prelude, yes. Then,
you're much too beautiful for words.
Well, not quite.
Like amorous and glamorous and that old standby.
Like changing colours a bit, you know. Well, you're much too marvellous for words is the title, but near enough, you know.
Oh.
Yes. 2 more, please. Two more song titles.
Living alive.
Yes, you have. 2 more song titles.
Getting sentimental over you.
Yes, I'm getting sentimental over you. And then, John...
A bit of Chopin, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, one of the E-flat...
Could you just...
Thank you.
a nocturne.
A nocturne from one of the nocturnes, yes, that's right. Right, you've got all yours. Ian, Dennis, over to you.
There's a lovely tune from Princess Ida.
Yes.
First one, love is it but a broken toy?
Yes, the world is but a broken toy.
The world is, oh yes, the world is but a broken toy.
Right. Name a song with butter in it.
But a broken toy. They dum da 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 dee da 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 dee da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da
da da da da
da
I'll Walk Alone.
Yeah, I'll Walk Alone. And the last one?
They'll Never Believe Me.
Yes, well, it's called They Didn't.
They Didn't.
That's the title. Funny that, because in a past edition of this programme, Ian delighted us all by singing inadvertently, and when I tell them, and I'm certainly going to tell them, that you're the boy whose wife one day I'll be. You know you did, Ian, didn't you?
I know I did, and I had a letter from some professor in some university who quoted it and said, no wonder they'll never believe you.
Each member of our foursome offers one of his potty pieces in these closing minutes. Frank, for instance, greets the morning, as did Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds and Donald Carl Connor in Singing in the Rain. Okay? Yes.
Good morning, good morning. We've danced the whole night through. Good morning to you. Good morning, it's great to stay up late. Good morning to you. When the band began to play, the moon was shining bright. Now the milkman's on his way, it's too late to say goodnight. So, good morning, sunbeams will soon smile through. Good morning, moon.
Better when I do the dance with it. But not much.
John's song comes from a one-act opera by Puccini. It's one of the most popular of all operatic melodies. John.
Oh, mio bambino caro, mi piace bello. Tutta rosa a comprare l'anello, sì sì ci voglio andare, e se la m'assindorna andrei sul ponte vecchio, ma per buttare narrano, mi strugge e mi tormento, odio vorrei
that spell out words like S-M-I-L-E or L-O-V-E have this one to contend with now. Dennis sings Sweetheart.
A very old song that contains the very first mention of a certain well-known extraterrestrial. See if you can spot it. S-W-E-E-T-H-E-A-R-T Sweetheart, I'm longing to be with you, never to part. And when we're M-A-R-R-I-E-D, I'll be true. I'll be H-A-P-P-Y with Y-O-U.
And finally, Ian takes us donkey riding.
Just before we do, Steve, there's a lovely little note on the foot of this folk song. It's a C sea shanty, really. And it said how it's sung by sailors loading cargo on the deck. And the first verse is always the same, but it said, after that, the sailors used to extemporize. Were you ever in Quebec, stowing timber on the deck, where there's a king with a golden crown riding on a donkey? Hey-ho, away we go, donkey riding, hey-ho, away we go, riding on a donkey. Were you ever off the Horn, where it's always fine and warm, seeing the lion and the unicorn riding on a donkey? Hey-ho, away we go, donkey riding, hey-ho, away we go, riding on a donkey. Were you ever in Cardiff Bay, where the folks all shout hooray? Here comes John with his 3 months' pay, riding on a donkey. Hey-ho, away we go, donkey riding, hey-ho, away we go, riding on a donkey.
Very nice to have you along for the ride. My duty to tell you the victors by a small margin this week, John and Frank. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Pete Atkins.